This is The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. This summer, community groups and businesses are going to turn about a dozen parking spaces around Seattle into something called parklets. They're part of a pilot program sponsored by the Seattle Department of Transportation. If the idea of a park in a parking space is kind of hard to get your head around, you are not alone. As of now, there is only one parklet in the city. It's on Capitol Hill in front of the bar Montana. We sent producer Posey Gruner to stand outside and ask pedestrians to describe what it was they were seeing.
Oh, the parklet? Yeah, it's like a, it's a fun little, deck.
Oh, a weird gazebo-y sort of situation.
It's like an outdoor patio.
I like to think of it as a people corral.
I think it's kind of cool. Honestly, sometimes I worry a little bit about safety. You know, is somebody going to bash into it?
It's kind of awkward and kind of isolated. Doesn't seem like it's part of the restaurant.
Well, it doesn't look very hospitable. There's four folding chairs in a circle.
There are no tables. I mean, they're improvising other chairs, It doesn't look comfortable. I want to be on the restaurant side,
Honestly, I thought it was just the outdoor seating for Montana. I didn't know this was public.
This way people can kind of mingle and be outdoors without feeling confined to a commercial establishment.
I would say they should have the front patios, but maybe try to do something different. Maybe more attached to the building, not so much on the street.
I think parking is pretty well sought after in this neighborhood.
It's pretty much one of the main reasons I don't drive at all. I cannot leave Capitol Hill past 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There is zero parking.
It sucks, but whatever. I've got a car. I'm not in traffic. I am traffic.
If this is going to be taken away from parking spots, I see little gain from it, and I wonder what the cost is really associated to it, because it's on us then probably. So,
some Seattle pedestrians talking about the city's first parklet on Capitol Hill. So clearly a lot of confusion there. We're going to try to clear it up with someone who's working on this. Jennifer Wieland runs the parklets program for the city. Thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So you heard all those passers-by talk about it. They thought it was part of the restaurant. They weren't really sure what it was. Some of them liked it. Some of them didn't like it. What is a parklet?
Good question. A parklet is just a small public open space. It's a place where you can grab a coffee, sit and meet friends, hang out, grab some takeout food from one of the nearby businesses. It is really just kind of that unexpected way of getting a little bit of extra pedestrian space in some neighborhoods where we have a shortage of that, honestly.
Now, if there's outdoor seating at a bar, I can get a drink there. But if it's over in the parking space and it's a parklet, can I have a drink there?
No, you can't. So part of the reason I think that the Montana Bar parklet is a little bit confusing is because it also has a sidewalk cafe adjacent to it. So the portion that is on the sidewalk is the sidewalk cafe for the business, and that is where you can have a drink outside. The parklet, though, is public open space, so there's no alcohol allowed there.
I mean, you heard that confusion from many of the passers-by and criticisms. Any reaction to what they had to say?
Well, I think the confusion is fair.
Yeah.
It's definitely a challenge to have only one parklet on the streets right now and just one thing that people can experience. I think that as we have more parklets start to open this spring and summer, it'll be a lot easier for people to understand what they are, and they will read a little bit more as public open space.
A couple people commenting said, I want that parking space.
Right. We hear a lot about parking. I mean, the intent of the program is to convert a couple of on-street parking spaces into public open space, into space that people can enjoy. And part of the program is looking very closely at parking supply and demand in a neighborhood before we make a decision about allowing someone to implement a parklet.
Now, you can't just put up a park. You have to maintain a park. How about a parklet?
Absolutely the same thing. So the pilot parklet program run by the Seattle Department of Transportation is really facilitating private investment in the right-of-way. So parklets are entirely paid for by the business or community organization that's hosting them. That includes the design costs, the permitting, the construction, and then the day-to-day maintenance is their responsibility as well.
Now, parks close. I see the signs. This park closed to the public. How about parklets, particularly if it's in a parking space in a busy neighborhood like Capitol Hill? Does someone go in and roust folks out?
So parklets are part of the right-of-way, which means they don't have the same rules that a park does. Parklets don't have opening and closing hours. They are available 24/7. So it really is the responsibility of the business owners to make sure things are looking good. But then if there's a situation where, you know, there's illegal activity happening or people are loitering, it's a situation where we would call the police department.
Now, this might sound familiar to some folks. I'm speaking with Jennifer Whelan, who runs the Parklets program for the city. And that's because for the last few years, on the third Friday in September, there's been this opportunity for Seattleites to set up little parks in parking spaces. It's very temporary, though. It goes away. And kind of fun pictures, people roll out turf. They set up benches, giant chess sets. So how are parklets different from that?
Parklets are really an outgrowth of parking day. So what you're describing is called parking day. It is the third Friday of every September, and it is an international event now. It really started in San Francisco in about 2005, and Seattle's been participating since 2009, I believe. Last year, we had about 45 different small parks around the city on parking day. And parklets are really just a slightly more permanent version of that. They are not permanently attached to the pavement, though. A parklet is still temporary, but it does last longer than just a few hours on one day.
Now, you started a pilot program last summer, and you're still learning. You probably learned a little bit today from hearing what people had to say. What are you making any adjustments in the program going forward?
Very good question. So one of the things that we've learned is that it takes a little longer to get a parklet installed than we had initially thought. So we just had the one come in 2013. And part of our evaluation of parklets is how people are using them. It's taking public comment. It's looking at parking data, also economic data, doing some business surveys. So we felt it was really important to expand our data set and really see how parklets work in other neighborhoods before we considered making the program permanent. So that's what we're doing this year.
So three locations in 2013, Capitol Hill, the International District in Belltown. We're just about out of time, but where might we see more of them this year?
We've got 12 additional neighborhoods participating in the program, all the way from Hillman City to West Seattle, up to the University District in Ballard, then in the Central District, Madison Valley, in parts of downtown, uptown. So there's a great mix.
It's not a parking space. It's a parklet. Jennifer Whelan, thank you so much for explaining it for us.
Thank you for having me.
She runs the Parklets program for the city. To find out more, you can go to seattle.gov and search for parklets. This is The Record on KUOW.